So the point is, well, and here's something else. A dollar a day at 10%, David and Stephen could start putting a dollar a day at 10%, and that would be $1 million in 56 years. So, you know, by the time you're 63, boys, you'd be a millionaire. $10 a day. Some of us spend, I have a feeling in this church, some of us spend $600 a month on a car payment. If you, at $20 a day, if you put that, $1 million in 27 years. So just some things to think about like that. All right? So the latte factor is really a big thing. Now, how much is a pack of cigarettes, for instance? Anybody? Anybody know an approximate? I have even no clue. What? $3.25? So, yeah, you know, the people that I know that smoke more than one pack a day. So we're talking about $6, $9 a day on cigarettes. I accidentally pushed the button. Think if you would go back to this, and you almost double that, right? You'd almost double that in 30 years. Well, all those numbers would almost double at that. Whatever the latte factor isn't necessarily coffee. He just uses that as an example. Whatever you habitually do day in and day out, stopping at McDonald's to get a hamburger, or stopping in at one of the gas station places and getting a candy bar and a pop, whatever it is that you do on a daily basis, day in and day out, this is the latte factor. And one thing he does in his book, he sets up 7 days a week of just blanks. And he wants the person going through this workbook to write down everything that they spend like that. He's not talking about your gas bill or your electric bill. He's talking about, you know, pop and hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff like that that you do on a daily basis, more than two or three times a week, all right? And then he has a line for a check mark out to the side, and if that is what you would consider a latte factor, you'd put a mark there, a check mark, and then after the week is done, you would add up all the check marks, right? You know how much you would spend in a week, then you can figure out how much you could, invest in a month, and then you can come back and figure out what your investment would be if you earned X number of percentage. And if you would turn to that handout that I gave you, and turn to this, to build wealth, find your latte factor, and start saving money. If my latte factor was $100 a month, and of course all y'all know I'm 25, by the time I was 65, I would have put my money, $48,000 would be my money. And at 4%, I would have almost $19,000. At 7%, you get the point. If I'm, let's say, 50, and my latte factor is $150 a month, I would invest $27,000 by the time I'm 65, and then you can see the different rates of return there. You hear what I'm saying? This is what a latte factor is about. Relatively small amounts of money that we spend and essentially just burn on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, and what it can turn into. So, Ron, you're welcome to, you know. Okay. Oh, no. I wouldn't get you in trouble for reading ahead. All right, so that is the latte factor, and it really amazed me when I started thinking about this and the money that I spend personally in my travels, because I live in the car practically, and what the kind of money that I really spend on things like this. And I invite each of us to look at that. So the real point is that small changes in our habits can make a huge difference in the long run financially. Does that make sense to everybody? All right. So the next thing is a $1,000 emergency fund. One of the first steps in Dave's total money makeover is to save $1,000 quickly. A lot of people put this $1,000 in a picture frame, so before they use it, they have to break the glass to get to the $1,000. He told stories about that in his book. And the point of this $1,000 starter emergency fund is that if you don't have it, you're asking for Murphy to move in and set up residence. Now, if your last name's Murphy, I apologize, but you know the old saying about Murphy's Law, right? Right? Is that only a Northwest Missouri thing? Okay. I was going to say, if I remember right, it was in Oklahoma too, or maybe it just follows me wherever I go. Maybe that's what it is. But anyway, to this $1,000 savings emergency fund helps you kick Murphy out the door. All right?